Hello again, and welcome back to Lulu's Happy Hour. 欢迎你又回到露露的小酒馆。As you can probably tell from the background music, this is going to be a very different episode. I'm doing this episode purely out of personal interest. Since I was a little girl, I have always been interested in horror and mysterious stories. I've read and watched pretty much everything I could find, and I've been collecting stories from all around the world. So on this lazy Sunday night, when you're all cozy and snuggled up in your comfortable bed, allow me to share with you some of the most popular scary stories in modern day living. The key word of the day is going to be urban legends.
和我一样也喜欢恐怖和悬疑的小伙伴们，这集就是为你准备的，因为今天小酒馆里的关键词是 Urban Legends, 都市传说。
For those of you who are easily scared, maybe you should stop here. And the rest of you, let me take you into the world of Urban Legends. First of all, let us take a closer look at the term Urban Legend.An urban legend, urban myth, or urban tale is a form of modern folklore. We've talked about folklore before.
民间传说叫 folklore.
An urban legend is a form of modern-day folklore. It usually consists of fictional stories, often presented as true, with scary or bizarre elements.So these are stories that are usually scary or just simply strange, rooted in local popular culture. These legends can be used for entertainment purposes, and they're spread by any media, including newspaper, email, and of course, social media.
可以通过各种各样的媒介传播。
Usually, urban legends start with, "This is a true story,that happened to a friend of a friend.
都市传说故事的开始往往都会有人说这是我一个朋友的朋友亲身经历的事。
In this way, you feel that it is something that could have happened and could be true. And a lot of people do believe that these stories really happened. Urban legends are especially popular in the United States, in Japan, and in some parts of Europe.Even in China, we have our own version of urban legends.
都市传说也被叫做都市怪谈，往往都是在都市间广为流传的故事，很多是受真实事件启发，然后通过人们在传播中添油加醋，进化成不同的故事。
Usually scary, usually strange. Even though a lot of people are skeptical about whether they truly happened or not, many others believethat these are true stories. So in today's episode, I am going to share with you four of the most popular and terrifying urban legends in the English-speaking world. We start with story number four, a hugely popular urban legend called Killer in the Backseat. The story goes like this. One night, a woman went out for drinks,with her friends. She left the bar fairly late at night, got in her car, and onto the deserted highway. After a few minutes, she noticed a car in her rearview mirror, approaching at a pace just slightly quicker than hers. This car behind her flashed its lights, and then pulled up dangerously close to her car, and the lights flashed again.She was getting nervous about the car behind. She was trying to speed up. Yet through every stoplight and turn, it followed her until she arrived at her house. She was terrified, and she figured her only hope was to run into the house and call the police. As she flew from the car, so did the driver of the car behind her, and he screamed, "Lock the door and call the police! Call 911!" When the police arrived, The woman finally found out the horrible truth. The man in the car behind her had been trying to save her. Because as he pulled up behind her, he saw the shadow of a man with a knife rising up from the back seat of her car to stab her. So he flashed his lights and tried to warn her. The basic bottom line of the story is the hidden fear. Usually, we feel safe, locked in our car, because we think the danger always lies outside. As long as you're inside, you're safe. But in this case, the victim was actually locking herself in with the danger. Speaking of feeling unsafe in a place where you should feel safe, this brings us to story number 3. The call is from inside the house. You can see frequent references to this story in many English-speaking TV shows and films. And this is the story. A teenage girl is babysitting at night, so she's taking care of someone else's children. The children have been put to bed upstairs, and the babysitter is downstairs watching TV. Suddenly, the phone rings. A man with a creepy voice says on the phone,
"Why don't you check on the children?"
The babysitter thinks it's just someone making a really nasty joke. She goes back to watching TV, and the stranger calls back several times.
"Why don't you check on the children?"
Eventually, the girl becomes worried and calls the police. The police tell her they will trace the next call and find out where it is coming from. After he calls again, the police call back, telling her she should get out of the house because the call is coming from inside the house. Later on, the police explained that the calls were coming from inside the house and that the man was calling her after he killed the children. Moving on from two scary stories to a scary ritual. Number 2 on today's list is Bloody Mary. 血腥玛丽的故事，相信很多人都听过。There are so many different versions, but usually the legend has it that if you turn off the lights in your house late at night, stand in front of the mirror in your bathroom, sometimes with a candle, and chant, Bloody Mary, Bloody Mary,Bloody Mary, 3 times. A girl covered in blood will appear in a mirror. Based on different variations of the story, she will scream at you, scare you, or even kill you. This is a tale that makes the audience fear their own reflection.
这个故事让很多人都害怕自己在镜子里的影像。
In English, people say, curiosity kills the cat.
好奇害死猫。
So there are still daring youngsters, young people, trying out the ritual. And there are always stories about people getting killed, of people dying mysterious death because they have tried the ritual. There is something inherently scary about the idea of something coming out of a mirror.Or television screen. Like it is some parallel world.
好像是从平行世界里面出来。
Or perhaps a world that is the opposite to ours. As in the film, The Ring.
这个概念就很像午夜凶铃。
But another meaning of Bloody Mary is actually a cocktail.
不过大家去酒吧的话也会看见酒单上有一款鸡尾酒叫做 Bloody Mary。所以今天露露给你做的特调里也有这一杯 Bloody Mary。
Finally, we come to the last and the top story of today. This story redefines the idea of urban legends. It's really recent, and it originated on the internet. This is the story of the Slender Man. Unlike your superheroes, your Spider-Man, your Batman, the Slender Man is coming straight from your nightmares. Slender Man, 中文翻译一般直译为斯兰达人，或者被有些人亲切地叫做瘦叔。Slender means thin in English. Unlike other stories, this is a story that actually started on the internet. Originally, this was a fictional supernatural character in a 2009 Something Awful Photoshop competition. Someone online created this character and asked people to Photoshop him into different pictures. The Slender Man is a thin, unnaturally tall man, 非常非常的瘦，而且非常的高。Roughly between 2 and 3 meters, with a featureless head and face. Essentially, he has no face. He's always wearing a black suit. 也有人把他叫做无脸人，但是不是宫崎骏的那个无脸人。Stories of the Slender Man commonly feature him stalking, abducting, or traumatizing people, particularly children. He's always lurking in the woods.Or around your house. When he gets a chance, he's going to come and get you. Even though it started as a fictional character, 虽然一开始就是在网络上面虚构出来的一个人物， as people started photoshopping him into different pictures, more and more people started to believe that he is real. In this new urban legend, there is an idea calledCreepypasta. Creepypasta. It's very difficult to translate into Chinese. Creepypasta 就是类似于网络恐怖的小段子，这种广为流传的。The reason why it's called pasta, this word is based on the word paste, copy and paste, because it gets so popular, so it gets copied and pasted on different social media.不断被人转抄的恐怖段子 Creepy Pasta. That's all of our urban legends today. I hope you enjoyed listening to these stories as much as I enjoyed telling them. And hope these stories won't give you nightmares tonight. If you're a fellow fan of urban legends or horror stories, feel free to leave your comments and share your stories. Or drop me a line.So we can discuss further. Good night, sleep tight, and don't let the monsters bite. I'll see you next time. Bye.